flawed premise number 14. There is a God who, having considered all things, has come to a final and correct conclusion about everything. This belief, or flawed premise, is at the root of man's continual assault on humanity. It is at the very basis of your wars, your prejudices, your hatred, and your feelings of unworthiness, and it is your primary reason for disallowing your own well-being. This flawed premise is so important, and the ramifications of it are so immense, that we could write an entire book speaking only about man's distorted view of himself, of others, and of that which he calls God. This inaccurate conclusion, that Source, no matter what name you want to give it, is no longer expanding, but instead stands at a place of completion or perfection, demanding your physical compliance with its narrow rules, not only defies the laws of the universe, but then requires another flawed premise and then another and another to try to prop it up. From outside the vibration of the love of his source, man stands guarded and blameful and guilty and fearful, and then assigns those same lateful characteristics to that which he calls God. Humanity continues to argue about the laws passed down from God as it bends and twists them to suit individual economic desires or needs. Often humans are informed by their religious leaders of the value or necessity of keeping these rules. You are told that the keeping of some rules will bring blessings, while the breaking of others will bring punishment. But when you notice that those who are breaking the laws seem to be thriving, while those who strive to keep them are often suffering greatly, you are told one of the greatest flawed premises of all.